The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We started to reflect the sixth chapter of John's Gospel last week. And if you remember, last week's Gospel is about the way Jesus fed the large crowd of people with limited source, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And everyone has their need met. And today's Gospel is the continuation of our reflection on chapter 6 of John's Gospel, and it tells us what happened after. Now, after the feeding of 5,000, the people followed Jesus across the lake and asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" So Jesus could just simply answer that question, right? But he doesn't. Instead, he tells them that they have come back here not because they saw signs, but because they want more food, because they were hungry. They want their food security assured. And Jesus in today's Gospel is about to reveal something to them that could never be understood if not seen by through the eyes of faith. Because Jesus is going to teach them and to teach us about the Eucharist. Even today, we cannot fully comprehend the meaning of the Eucharist if not through the eyes of faith. Jesus saw the worldly minded of the people. They wanted more food. But actually, their request is legitimate. Why? Because they were hungry. We are physical persons with bodily needs, like eating and drinking. We need food and we need water. And this is why we hunger for many things, especially our staple food and our comfort food. For us Filipinos, as you know, our staple food is bread, no? I mean, it's rice, no? But we cannot live in a week without rice, without having rice. We eat rice for breakfast, for lunch, for snacks, and for dinner. Sometimes late at night, we eat rice. So, Rice is our life. So, the people in Jesus' time seek for more bread because I think that's the staple food during those days. Because they want security of their bodily or material needs. And this is the difficulty that Jesus was experiencing. The people were so focused on earthly security that the security of their spiritual well-being was ignored. And they were so focused on the multiplication of loaves and fish, but they neglected the deeper meaning of it, which leads to the Eucharist. And the trouble with some people nowadays is that we are so preoccupied with material needs. That's why we overlook our spiritual need. We are so focused on securing our wealth, our properties. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with securing ourselves with those things. But the danger is we forget our spiritual life, our spiritual security. And there's a story about a rich man who is actually a lawyer. I hope I don't offend any lawyer here, no? But because not all lawyers are rich. I mean, not all lawyers are like the story of the rich man today. All lawyers are rich, no? So, one day there was this lawyer who had just bought a new car. No? He had a BMW, maybe Mercedes. And he was eager to show it off to his colleagues. And when all of a sudden, there's a 18-wheeler truck who came out of nowhere and took the driver's side door with him standing right there. No? And he screamed, "No, my BMW!" Because he thinks that no matter how much the mechanic tried to fix his car, it would never be the same. It would never be the same BMW, the brand new BMW. And so he called the cops. Finally, a policeman came by and the lawyer ran up to him and yelling, "My BMW's door was just ruined by some foolish driver." And the policeman asked, "You're a lawyer, aren't you?" And then the rich man said, "Yes, I am. But what does this have to do with my car?" Well, the lawyer replied to the police. And the policeman replied, "Oh, you lawyers are always so materialistic. All you care about are your possessions, your material things. I bet you didn't notice that your left arm is missing, are you?" And then the lawyer looked down on his right side and said, "Where's my Rolex?" I'm really terrible in telling you. Sometimes there's a temptation for us to focus on our material needs, no? To focus on our business, our car, our wealth, and possessions. These worldly things become our master that we forget or neglect an equally important need in our life, which is spiritual. Obviously, Jesus does not mean we should not work anymore. When he said, "Do not work for food that perishes, but work for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." Jesus is trying to say that we must look for him because he is the one who gives us the true food that endures forever. And that is the security of our soul that Jesus is trying to give us as a sign of love in the Eucharist. For the salvation of our souls. Jesus gives himself in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is not just a sign, but it is the real presence of God. This is a foretaste of heaven. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we have a foretaste of heaven. The angels and the saints are here present among us. We might not see them, but they are real. They are present. The Eucharist is a real encounter with Jesus. It is in the Eucharist that we can see the fullness of God's life, his very body, blood, soul, divinity, and the whole shebang. I used that word again, but I think you didn't get it. Because the last time I used the word shebang was during the Lenten parish mission. My vocabularies are limited in English, and my idioms are limited also. So I thought it's going to be funny to use shebang, but you get the point, no? The Eucharist is the presence of Christ, no? He made himself present and available to us in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the new encounter with our loving God, who looks for us in this world and asking us the question, when will you receive me in your life? As Catholics, we believe that the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. It looks like bread and it tastes like wine, but not all people believe that. It is our faith that makes these things to make real in our lives. This is a sign that we miss when we are so focused on material things. Material bread nourishes and sustains our life. We need food and water to gather energy and preserve our physical health, because this is what our natural life demands. And same principle applies to our spiritual life, to our supernatural life. Our soul needs to be nourished. We need Jesus, the bread of life, who will give us life, who will sustain our life and gives us the strength in order to battle the evil, in order to conquer the forces of evil. As much as we want to preserve our life, our bodily needs and physical well-being with our, you know, food, with our staple food, with our comfort food like rice, bread, or whatever, no? It is also necessary to secure our soul with heavenly things. And receiving Jesus in the Eucharist is our soul's security. It is the source of our strength. It is a source of grace. The Eucharist is our spiritual food for our journey. And the people followed Jesus and asked the question, Rabbi, when did you get here? And I think it is true in our life. We may ask Jesus the same question. Jesus, when did you get here? We would not miss his presence if we look for him in the Eucharist. He is always present there. Jesus came to the world to make himself available to us in the Eucharist, in the bread. Because whatever its appearance, bread possesses a certain attraction. No one is frightened when we see bread, because bread is one of the staple foods of some cultures, and bread is available wherever we go. No, we have bread in the Philippines also. We have, you know, bread is all over. And imagine if Christ chose to be in the appearance of rice, no? But anyway, that would be interesting. Very small. Anyway, but he chose to be in the form of bread because it is so familiar to us from our childhood. No one will be frightened, will be afraid to eat that bread. No, Jesus chose that bread to give us his presence, to give us his life to us. And we believe that through the words of institution that is, this is my body and this is my blood, said by the priest during the Mass, the simple bread and the simple wine indeed become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the only thing that will satisfy our deepest hunger, the deepest hunger of our soul, Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life. And to end my homily, I would like to share another story. No, I'm terrible in telling jokes, but this is real. No, this is about the story of a saint. I don't really recall the exact story, but this is a story about a saint who was asked if he gets a chance to meet a priest and an angel, whom would he choose to salute first? No? He said, the saint said that when he gets a chance to meet between an angel and a priest, he would salute the priest first and then the angel. Why? Because he said, the angel, we know, is a friend of God, but he cannot command God. He cannot command God. But the priest is also a friend of God, but he can command God to come down here to change the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. No, that's amazing, no? The grace of ordination gave us, no, the power to change the simple bread into the body of Christ. No? Pray for your priests. We need prayers, and so without the priest, there would be no Eucharist. And the reason why we are here is because there is within each person a human craving for deeper satisfaction, for a lasting food. And this food has been given to us by our Lord in the sacrament of the Eucharist.